Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina and Louisville play for the ACC tournament double bye this weekend. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. So it has come down to the last game of the regular season to determine which team gets the all-important fourth seed in the ACC tournament next week. With Virginia having clinched first place and Duke and Notre Dame locked in as the second and third seeds, the Saturday night doubleheader on ESPN could determine who gets the fourth seed in Greensboro and will not have to play until Thursday's quarterfinals. All I know is that no team has ever won the ACC tourney having to play more than three games. Notre Dame did its part Wednesday night by knocking off Louisville at the Yum Center and creating a tie for fourth between the Cardinals and Carolina at 11-6. Louisville plays its final regular season game at 6:30 against second-ranked Virginia, followed by the Tar Heels, of course, entertaining Duke at 9. If one wins and the other loses, there are your fourth and fifth seeds for the tourney. But if both teams win or both teams lose, they will wind up tied for fourth and the tiebreakers kick in. Since they played twice and split their regular season home and home, how they did against the teams from the top of the standings down will go into effect. Louisville beating Virginia will give it to the Cardinals since Carolina lost its only matchup with the Cavaliers. But both teams losing will mean that neither defeated any of the top three, UVA, Duke, or Notre Dame. That's where it could get really sticky. It would depend on how Louisville and UNC did against the sixth-place team. And right now, there could be a two-way or three-way tie for sixth involving Miami, Syracuse, NC State, Clemson, and Pitt. Most of those scenarios are good for Carolina, which won single games against the Hurricanes, Orange, and Clem Tigers. Even though Syracuse won't play in the ACC tourney due to a self-imposed postseason ban, the Orange could determine the fourth seed by winning at NC State at noon Saturday. The Tar Heels' victory when the two teams met in Chapel Hill could give them the fourth seed. If State wins, though, the Pack, having split with UNC and beaten Louisville once, should also give the fourth seed to the Tar Heels. But frankly, that deep into the tiebreakers, I'm not really sure. Ah, conference expansion. This is Archansky. See ya.